This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Melissa Harris, and I have two jobs. One is as an entrepreneur in residence at the Polsky Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Chicago. And there I work with about 100 startups a year on all of their issues surrounding marketing and communications. My other job, my full-time job, is as the CEO of M. Harris & Company, which is a marketing and communications agency. And we work with clients large and small, many brands you'd know, such as Stanford University and Cards Against Humanity.
Melissa, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
One-on-one mentoring with startups who have come to realize or have been recommended, have come to realize they need help with marketing and communications, or where another advisor has recommended they come and meet with me. The other part of the job is teaching several seminars at the Polsky Center on all aspects of marketing communications, including public relations for startups, marketing strategy for startups, content and social media, as well as kind of public speaking and pitching. You know, how do they really craft their story and share it with the world?
Melissa, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, it's been really wonderful to help companies kind of craft their stories and help them pitch journalists. I was a journalist for 15 years, most recently as a business columnist at the Chicago Tribune. And it's really rewarding to see those pitches work and to see the media become interested in our startups and to see them cover our startups. And so we had one startup that I worked with, land in a cover story on Chicago Magazine. We had another startup that I work with, end up in the Wall Street Journal. And those are huge kind of validators for startups as they're seeking to raise funding. So I would say those successes, are absolutely wonderful. I think the biggest challenge is that in many cases, these companies need like boots on the ground to do the work. And that's not exactly what I'm hired to do. I'm there to mentor them. I'm there to guide them. I'm there to help them like craft, kind of their overall narrative. But I'm not there to actually, do the pitching or to do the marketing or to do the social media. And for many companies that I work with, they really need, boots on the ground to do the work. And that's just not part of my assignment at the University of Chicago.
Melissa, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I firmly believe in opening up my network as much as possible to the startups that I coach and advise. And, I believe that karma will come back to you. I think there's many people who are very nervous about doing this because these startups, are often unproven, they're untested. In a university setting, you're not sure if they're going to, go all the way or they're actually going to go out and launch the business, after they leave the university setting. And so I think many people are understandably hesitant to, introduce someone here and introduce someone there, whether that be to a VC or a journalist. And I try to, wherever possible, still make those introductions. I think that's a big part of the role is, opening your network to the students and to the faculty members and to the community members, in our case, whom we serve.
Melissa, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
So you can learn more at the Polsky Center's website, and you can learn all about our programs. We're based in Chicago, and we even have something called the Polsky Exchange, which is our community-facing incubator where anyone from in the Chicago community could apply to become a member of our incubator. And the website for that is polsky.uchicago.edu. So that's Polsky, polsky.uchicago.edu. And you can learn all about the amazing programs that the center has to offer to both folks within the University of Chicago community, as well as the greater Chicagoland community.
Great. Well, thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.